Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us on the line today, we have Ted Matthews, who's Director of Minnesota Rural Health with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. And Ted is going to be conducting some rural mental health support training coming up here in Madison on the 23rd. We'll talk more about the place and all of the time here in a little bit. But Ted, welcome to the airwaves here today.
Well, thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about what the program is about. You're dealing, is it mainly with suicide, or is it does it encompass more than just that?
Well, it's a lot more than just that. Right now, you know, the suicide rates are really high for farms, and that's obviously something that I deal a lot with right now. But just all of the stresses that farms have right now, and, you know, the uniqueness of farmers as opposed to city, and how much has changed on the farm, and the stresses that they have, and the individual issues that they have. Women on the farm is a major change over the last, for 5,000 years, the man had the basic role of everything outside and the woman everything inside. Now it's changed, and now women do the books, and women work off the farm. So
I saw a report the other day just how many women operators there are out there, and it's pretty amazing just the number of women alone that are running farms these days.
And that number is going to increase steadily, because most things on a farm don't weigh more than 50 pounds. So, you know, the reason women didn't farm in the past was it was physically not possible for them. Well, it is now. So. You know, those are some of the issues, and this will shock all of your listeners, but men and women are not the same. They don't think the same. They don't talk the same.
Yeah, so I've been told. Well, let's talk a little bit about, I know one of the things, as we say, you are dealing with is suicide, and how to talk to people who may be having problems, how to recognize people that may be dealing with this issue. What can you give us some tips there prior to the program, just how we can deal with that?
You bet. For one, understand that, you know, doing something is much better than doing nothing. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what to do, so they don't do anything, and that can be catastrophic. So know somebody that you can call, whether it's a clergy or a therapist or somebody from the sheriff's office, or, I mean, the sheriff's office, it's just a crucial part of what I do, because I can't be in everywhere at once, and the sheriff's office, they're prepared. They will go there immediately. There's just a lot of, and they're really an asset for the farm community, and I think they're really overlooked as far as their significance in all of that.
And I'm sure these days they've received a lot of training on just how to deal with these situations, much more so than probably in the past, huh?
And they have, yes. They're well trained.
All right. So the main thing is, if you do see somebody with some distress, and maybe acting not their usual selves, or just report it to somebody. Just don't sit there, right?
Right. And remember that, you know, if you're wrong, if they're just fine and they just had a bad day or whatever, well, that you might be a little embarrassed. But if you're right, then you may save a life.
That's right.
The weight is heavily on the side of do something.
Tell us how long, as I mentioned at the beginning here, you're the director of Minnesota Rural Health with the Department of Agriculture. How long have you been doing that, and how did you get into that?
Since 1993, and I'm a crisis interventionist by trade, so I worked with disasters for FEMA, several of the national disasters in the country. I was either director or at least one of the psychologists for. And when I was working with the disaster in 1993, about a year into the program, a farm business management instructor called me and asked me if I worked with farmers. And I said, well, of course we do. We work with everybody. And then I looked on our books, and in a year, not one farmer had ever called. Not one.
Hmm.
So obviously farmers don't call psychologists.
Well, they're kind of an independent group, you know. They that, and I don't know if the Scandinavian thing or whatever, people just don't ask for help even when they need it sometimes.
Right. And so we had to find a way to make them comfortable enough to do that, to call. And so we developed over time. I did trainings. I trained a lot of farm business management instructors, and I trained, I've trained lawyers and doctors and every trade that works with farmers. And so they know a little bit about what they can do. And then if they can't, then the simple statement I always make is, well, then just tell them, let's call Ted. Ted knows more about this than I do. Don't get into the, he's a psychologist, he's a this, he does that. People aren't comfortable with that, but they're comfortable talking to Ted. So
right.
Why not make it easy? Why not make it comfortable for him?
Right. Now, your session will be on Wednesday, October 23rd. It'll be 9 to noon in the Lac Pearl County Annex building here in Madison, which is the west end of the elementary school building, for those who aren't familiar with the term, the annex there. Sponsored by Lac Pearl Health Network of Madison, Appleton, and Dawson. And how long is it? It goes, it says 9 to noon, but just how does the session break down when people go to that? What can they expect to experience?
Well, we'll talk about communication, both communication between fathers and sons on the farm and communication between husbands and wives.
Okay, well, we encourage people to get on over to that session again, just to not be repetitious here. We want to make sure they got it. Wednesday, October 23rd, 9 to noon, Lac Pearl Annex building. And I don't believe any pre-registration is needed. They can just drop in over there. And we'd like to thank you, Ted, for taking a little time to talk to us. And we certainly encourage people to get involved. It sounds like a great program.
You bet. Look forward to seeing people on the 23rd.
Very good. Thank you, Ted.
And again, that interview with Ted Matthews, Director of the Minnesota Rural Health with Minnesota Department of Agriculture, be in Madison on the 23rd.